better off out of it.
I suppose so.
Of course you are. I mean, can you imagine it? All those nappies hanging round the place?
Yeah.
The kid crying its eyes out all night long?
Yeah. No sleep.
Not wink.
All their eyes we'd have had.
Yeah.
Kids stinking the place up.
Yeah.
Screaming its head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. And I've gone out to get drunk.
Harold.
What?
Can't I come with you?
Yeah, all right. Come on.
By the way.
What?
Give us my 500 quid back.
You do that.
You've been listening to Wilfred Bramble and Harry H. Corbett as Steptoe and Son, with Gwendolyn Watts as the girl and Richard Griffiths as the sailor. Written and adapted for radio by Ray Gorton and Alan Simpson, and produced by Bobby J.
Next week, a slip of the duster means a complicated cover-up for Albert.
The new year begins with a new series of the News Quiz Extra.
We know all the news, don't we? We know all the answers, we've got the best words.
Yeah.
We're hurtling towards a chaotic and damaging breakfast.
Charles Jupp returns to the chair with a panel of guests ready to scrutinise the week's news.
Of course, in this country, old people meet in the audience of Radio 4 panel shows. Do know what I'm talking about, just keep your hands to yourselves until you hear the pips.
The News Quiz Extra.
We accept this result.
Last a voice for reason.
Next Monday night at 11 on BBC Radio 4 Extra.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Now, the men from the Ministry are bringing their sharp administrations to the French. This episode was re-recorded in 1980.
Time to meet the men from the Ministry. Once again, let's walk the Whitehall way with Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley, John Graham, and the men from the Ministry, Richard Murdoch and Derek Guiler. Ministry men are like navigators who sail the ship of state through a sea of problems and guide it finally up the creek. Most of their days are spent in dusty British offices, but occasionally the chance occurs to travel abroad and show off their languages.
Pardon, monsieur. Avez-vous le correct time?
Je ne suis pas absolutely certain. Mais vous could toujours ask le gendarme. Oh, dear, this isn't easy, is it?
Yes, well, don't worry. Don't worry, too. Most of these French chaps speak English. Mm. At least the better sort do. And we shan't want to mix with the riffraff, will we?
Lucky this Paris conference will have English as the official language.
Oh, it isn't luck. It's common sense. There are vital matters to discuss. It's essential to do so in proper words.
It's away from the conference that worries me. I'd like to be able to converse freely with the parasites.
Well, you can use this little book. Use the little book. It gives a suitable phrase for every occasion.
Oh, yes, yes. Now, let me see. I should like roast beef, roast pork, roast lamb, roast chicken, roast duck, a steak, a chop, an omelette, a plate of fish and chips.
Oh, don't be daft, too. You'd make yourself ill.
I think I already have. Please help me. I am suffering from influenza, giddy fits, measles, mumps, ingrowing toenails and housemaid's knee.
The Paris bookings are coming.
come through, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Ah, thank you, Mildred.
Now, one room's on the first floor with a balcony, the other's on the fifth floor and there's no lift. The hotel wants to know who's having which.
Well, perhaps you'd better toss for it, man.
Oh, there's no need for that. Hmm? No, I don't mind roughing it on the first floor. You can go up to the fifth, where the air's purer.
Oh, thank you.
I'll tell him, sir.
Well, it seems we're all systems going, eh?
Yes, except I'd like to know a bit more about this conference. You remember I wasn't here when Sir Gregory rang?
Ah, yes, you were away at a funeral, weren't you?
That's right, poor great Aunt Claire.
Yes, I still don't know why it took 5 days to bury her. Shame it was during the test match, too. Well, I mean, you could have watched it with me on the caretaker's TV.
What about our mission, one? Right. All I know is we're representing Britain at this conference of the NATO International Cultural, Educational and Recreational Society.
That's right, yes. Abbreviated, of course, to N-I-C-E-R-S. Knickers.
Naturally.
Yeah. I mean, with Knickers, the aim is to improve mutual understanding between the various Allied armies in NATO, in particular by means of sport.
But most European countries have different sports.
At present, yes. What we must do is get them all to take up cricket.
Get the rest of Europe to take up cricket? What a splendid idea.
Exactly. Right. Now, I'm off to do some shopping for our trip to France.
Yes.
Tea and soap and plenty of disinfectant. Now, tell you what, you can bring the teapot.
Here's your tickets, Mr. Lennox Brown.
Oh, give them to Mr. Lamb, I'm off. See you on the boat train, too.
Yes.
I can't think why you're not flying.
Oh, I can't stand heights, Mildred. Just going upstairs on the bus gives me nosebleeds. So I persuaded LB the sea trip would do us good.
Well, here's the cricket gear Mr. LB ordered, all in an Arridge's cricket bag.
Splendid. Just think what the Continentals have been missing all these years.
Nadia, I have important news.
What is it, darling?
You know that for months we've been expecting a big change in the Western defense system.
Some kind of secret weapon, yes?
Our agent in Whitehall has learned of a NATO conference in Paris, codename Knickers.
Now, you think this conference is about a secret weapon?
A new bomb, perhaps, a missile, a rocket. We must find out. Certain governments would pay good money for the secret.
What is the plan?
Listen slowly. Two top British defense experts will go to this conference. One of them has with him a long canvas bag. We believe that in there is the secret weapon. These are two men, Nadia.
I understand. You wish me to uncover their doings.
If necessary, yes. But above all, find out their secrets. They cross the channel by boat tomorrow.
I'm glad we decided to come by boat. There's a nautical tradition in our family, you know.
Is that so?
Oh, yes, I can stand here on deck with the sea and the wind, and the waves don't worry me at all.
Yes, you may feel different once we leave the harbour.
I doubt it. I've taken 8 seasick pills.
Now, listen. Yes. I can't overemphasize the importance of security on this mission.
I know.
If a hostile power discovered our NATO cricket plans, they'd all go out to wreck them. So hang on to that cricket bag and keep it fast.
Right.
Now, I'm going below before we reach the open sea.
You're better off up here on deck. Drink in the fresh air, drink in the sea and the sky.
No, thanks. I'm going to drink in the bar. See you at Calais.
Oh, all right, man. How very unhealthy. No wonder he gets winded playing chess. I'll put this seat by the lifeboat and study my phrase book.
Excuse me. Do you mind if I put my seat next to yours?
Oh. I'd be delighted. Put it as close as possible.
Only I need someone to talk to. I'm rather nervous, you see. It's my first channel crossing, and you look so confident and strong.
Oh, so do I. I mean, do I?
I've led a rather sheltered life in Cheltenham, teaching maths and looking after Mummy.
Yeah, I must say you don't sound as if you come from Cheltenham. There's a hint of accent in your voice. Welsh, perhaps?
Oh, how clever of you. I went to school in Dublin.
Ah, yes. I thought that was what it was. Well, don't worry about the crossing. I'm quite used to this sort of thing.
Oh, you are brave. No doubt you're going to France to do something very important.
Oh, how did you guess? Yes, I'm official British representative at a big NATO conference.
Oh, how thrilling. Oh, what's it about?
Well, it's all about... I pick up on. Actually, I can't tell you, I'm afraid. It's all rather hush-hush. I'll tell you how to avoid seasickness. The main thing is to stay on deck and watch the sea, and also have something to do. So if we sit here and study my phrase book, you will be as right as rain.
Oh, you're quite right, darling. We've been at sea a whole hour and I feel splendid.
Oh, I wish I were dead.
Darling, if you hang any further overside, you'll fall in the water.
Oh, leave me. Let me go.
You were going to tell me about your NATO conference. Is this a good time to bring it up?
I must go downstairs and lie down.
Then I will look after your canvas bag.
No, I'll take it. I have to guard it with my life.
Well, this is not going to be easy.
Well, Nadia, what have you found out?
Only what we know already. There is a conference in Paris. When I tried to find out more, he put up a brilliant pretense of being a fool.
As I thought. One of their top agents.
Are you sure we should go through with this?
Of course. We have buttered our bread and now we must lie on it. It is time for you to try the other one. He's in the bath.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. One more breath of this fresh air and I would suffocate.
Another brandy, Stuart.
Large one again, sir.
Yes.
Excuse me.
What? Good afternoon, madam.
Have you got the time?
Yes, any amount. That's to say, yes, it's 1:15.
I'm sure while all these other people are off on holiday, you have some important mission.
Funny you should say that. You're very perceptive, my dear.
I'm right, then.
I'm attending a NATO conference in Paris.
Oh, thrilling. What's it all about?
Well, basically, the plan is...
Your brandy, madam.
Thank you.
Good drop of brandy. This will prevent seasickness, didn't you?
Yes. But this new project...
My colleague, you see, he stayed on deck, rather fancies himself as a sailor. 10 minutes ago, he staggered through here like an accident on his way to happen.
Oh, dear.
Fancy getting ill on a channel crossing. That's ridiculous, isn't it? Brandy's the thing, you know. I've forced down 8 of these and I feel slightly peculiar. Are you drunk by any chance? Well, you've gone extremely fuzzy around the edges.
Tell me about the conference, darling.
9 brandies shouldn't make you feel as dizzy as this, should they? I mean... Oh, wait a moment. I think perhaps it was the gins in between. Well, if you'd excuse me, madam, I shall go and take the fate off my wheat.
Are you all right?
Certainly, as long as I hurry. Excuse me, madam.
He's incredible. He's as cunning as the other one.
And that is why, here in this great conference palace, we must pledge ourselves to agreement. All must make sacrifices in order that democracy may flourish.
Wake up, one. I think he's finishing. Yes.
Oh. What's he been on about?
He's been on about 2 hours. Wants NATO to take up cycling.
Well, I nearly nodded off, you know. Wretched traffic noise outside the hotel kept me awake all last night.
I didn't hear it up on the 5th floor. Look out. I think you're the next to speak.
We in Italy feel that we must all go forward together. The time has surely come when we must cycle forward together, arm in arm, into the glorious future which lies behind the horizon. Thank you.
Merci, Signor Cannelloni. I call now on the representative of Great Britain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. Fellow delegates, it is very much with great pleasure that I rise to address you on the vital subject of a mutual sport for the Allied armies. We in Great Britain say this. We must go all forward together. And furthermore, we say... And that is why we feel that cricket is the one game that can bind our troops all together in... Yes. Now, to help put you in the picture, I'm going to show you some cricket gear. Now, if you'll all just gather around, please, will you? Just gather around here, that's it. Now, two, hand me the things from the bag, would you?
Yes, right. Bat?
This, you see, is a bat.
A bat.
Yes, now that's used for hitting the ball.
Ball.
Ball. And this is the ball.
Ball.
Little red chap, you see. Yes. Now, the bowler uses this to try and hit the stumps.
Stumps?
Yes, and these are the stumps.
Stumps?
Stumps, yes. Now, normally, they're hammered into the ground. See? But, I mean, we don't want to wreck the floor of the conference palace.
No,
of course not, no. So perhaps we could just lean them against the wall over there. You, chap from Germany, would you mind?
Oh, yeah. Here is all right.
Ah, yes, that'll do nicely. Two, move the table over against the wall.
Over
the wall, that's it. Now, yeah. Now, if all you delegates could spread yourselves around. Wait a minute, not all on the same side. No. Let's have the Benelux group fielding on the leg side. Over there, that's right. That's the idea. Now, Monsieur Clochemel at mid-on.
Monsieur?
Good, thank you. And Herr Rudenvale at point. Yes. Now, I just... That's it, yes. Don't worry about it. Now, I just take a short run. Arm comes over. Not bent, you see. And there. Ah, you should have caught that, you know. Yes, you, chap from Italy. Yes, must... Yeah, oh, yes. Must keep your eye on the ball.
Ah, see. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, try harder next time.
Peter... Could I ein go mit the ball half?
Yes, by all means, yes. I'll take the bat too. Now, you should have been out that time anyway, you know.
And remember, if that German takes three wickets with three consecutive balls, it'll be a geriatric.
Right. Are you ready to go then, Herr Rudenvale?
Over mit der Arm, so!
Steady one, it's gone right out of the open window.
Entrez.
Pardonnez-moi, Monsieur le Président. But please, could we have our ball back?
So, Felix couldn't get into the conference. We still don't know what it's about.
It must be a secret weapon. An hour ago, an unidentified missile shattered the President's window and damaged his chamber. We have to find out what it is.
But those two Englishmen are so shrewd. Clearly they are right for this mission. In fact, I heard a sailor on the boat say, we've a couple of right ones here.
I have still some tricks up my shirt. Felix is waiting outside the hall to kidnap them in his taxi. If that fails, he will return and snatch the secret weapon back.
I think that went off quite well, one. They all seemed to take to the game.
Yes, that Belgian delegate did wonders with his googly.
Do you think you did right to declare?
Oh, yes. The meeting was due to adjourn at 4 anyway. We'll get the other side in first thing in the morning before the shine's gone off the floor.
Well, it gives us time for some sightseeing. Do you know, we've been in Paris 2 days and I still haven't been to the Louvre.
Don't worry, I expect it's a hard water.
Taxi, monsieur.
Oh, my word, that was quick.
Well, it's rather pleasant walking, too, isn't it? I mean, and I have a street map here.
Perhaps you're right. Thanks, cabby, we're going to walk.
Yeah.
I say, I never realised that gesture was international. You're looking worried, one. What is it?
Well, I'm trying to think of a present to take home for my wife. She always expects something special when I get back from abroad.
Oh, really?
On the whole, I think I'll give her one of those small plastic models of the Eiffel Tower.
That will be a surprise. You might try one of these street vendors. What's this chap selling?
Oh, looks like postcards. Local scenery, I expect. May I have a look? Good. Oh.
What is it?
Look at this picture.
Oh, dear.
Disgraceful. I've seen nothing like it since the drama group's Christmas social. Take them away immediately. Yes.
Excuse me, monsieur. Have you please a light?
Yes, sure thing so.
Look out, quick, he's grabbed the battery. Quick, man, quick, stop him, stop him.
He took me by surprise. Oh, dear, there's never a gendarme when you want one.
I know. Wait a minute, I got a spare ball in my pocket. Now a fast full toss, I think.
Got him, right behind the ear. Well done, one.
Yes, probably working for that Australian chap. They want to grab European cricket for themselves. Well, get the bag before his cronies turn up.
Felix cannot describe what knocked him out. Some kind of deadly anti-personnel missile.
So we still have neither the bag nor the secret.
It is fortunate you are here in that hotel. Tonight, you invite to your room their leader, the one who is most clever at seeming stupid.
And then we become friendly?
Until at 12 o'clock, I burst in and find him with his defenses down.
I am the outraged husband. So, I find you alone with my wife.
We blackmail him to give us the secret.
The man you want is in room 118 on the first floor. Send him a note.
You sure you want to change rooms, one? I'm perfectly happy up there.
Quite sure. I lay awake down here last night thinking, poor old two. Right out of things up there on the fifth floor. Missing the friendly sound of the traffic and the cheery cries of the late-night revelers.
Oh, well. I'll go and fetch my things, then.
Ah, yes, and then we'll have a night out on the town. Hey, the Moulin Rouge, the Lido, the Paris nightclubs.
Oh, the sky's the limit. I've saved up lots of free luncheon vouchers.
Well, I hope Mary likes this model of the Eiffel Tower. Should look nice on her whatnot. Entree.
A note for you, monsieur.
For me? Oh, good gracious. thank you. Yes, we'll carry on. Garçon.
Service, monsieur.
Ah, oh. Yes, the tip, yes, of course, yes. Here you are.
Monsieur.
Well, haven't you seen one of those before? That's a very rare coin, that. Could become very valuable. Oh, my word, yes, yes. There aren't many of these sixpences still around.
Merci, monsieur.
Now, what does the envelope say? To the handsome Englishman in 118. Oh, well, it is for me. Now, what's this? Delighted we are in the same hotel. I am in 269. Come at 10 and share my champagne. From the girl on the boat. The girl on... Good Lord. They can never resist a moustache. Yes, well, it can't do any harm to go and chat to the poor besotted child. Take a few flowers, perhaps.
Here I am, one, all ready for the night out.
Ah, yes, the night out. Well, I've had second thoughts about that, too. A bit of a headache. Don't think I'd better come.
Not come, but this is Paris, one.
Exactly, and I'm a married man. This is different for a young blood like you. You go out and enjoy yourself. I'll take things quietly and just,
have a little peace?
Very possibly, yes. Well, don't worry about me, too. I'll go and lie down in my new room upstairs.
Funny. His glasses have steamed up again. General Assistant... Oh, sorry. Bonjour.
Hello, darling. It's me.
You? Who?
And you who do you do, darling? It's me, the girl on the boat. Didn't you get my note?
Oh, the young lady from Cheltenham, yes. But I didn't get any note.
Oh, I thought that boy looked stupid. That's why I rang to check. I'm in the hotel, darling. I want you to come to my room.
Oh, with pleasure, yes, of course. I'll come at once if you've nothing on. That is to say... I've nothing on at present, and if you're the same... what I mean is...
Let's say 10 o'clock,
yes,
shall
do.
We? Give the champagne time to cool. Room 269.
Now, where's 269? Let's see now. 267, 268... Ah, it'll be the one before the corner.
271, 270... Must be just round the corner.
Oh.
Two.
One.
I thought you were out.
Well, I suddenly remembered your headache, so I dashed back to bring you these flowers.
Oh. Well, that's very thoughtful.
But I see you already have some.
Ah, yes. Well, I was bringing them down to put them in your room. I'll take these up to my room. Good night,
Tom. Yes.
Come in, darling. I have been waiting for you.
Oh, I say, sorry I'm late. Actually, I was here 10 minutes ago, but I'd forgotten something.
At last we can get to know each other, yes.
I certainly hope so. There we are.
Sit here, darling, next to me. Tell me, do you like this dress?
Oh, very much. Mind you, it's a bit... isn't it? I mean, I can see...
Yes, darling?
I can see it came from a very expensive shop.
Drink your champagne, darling, and tell me all about yourself.
And that was how I became a school prefect. And then... When I left, Father told me to have a shot at the civil service.
Oh, fascinating. But I want to hear what you're doing in Paris. Paris is the city of wine, women, and song. You know what that means.
Well, I could manage a couple of verses of Galway Bay.
Oh, you naughty man.
Oh, dear. Oh, there's someone at the door.
But it's not midnight yet. I mean, stay here. I will see who it is.
Oh, how embarrassing. And me with one shoe off.
Good evening, madam. So sorry I'm late. Two?
Oh, hello, one. I haven't gone out yet. I thought I'd come in here for a bit.
So, midnight exactly. After 2 hours along with Nadia, even an Englishman should be warmed up. In with the key quickly and... So, I find you alone with my wife. Both of you.
Oh, well hit, Nadia. Yes, well held, too. Sorry, my dear, you're out. Yeah. Oh, hello, who's this?
This is my husband.
So, I find you in a compromising position.
Nothing very compromising about a three-handed game of cricket. French cricket, too, as it happens. Still, now your husband's here, we can have a proper game.
Oh, you wish to play games? I can play games. I have in my hand a knife.
Oh, thank you. I'll borrow it if I may. Can't keep score with a blunt pencil.
So you played cricket with them two all night?
Till about 8 a.m. when they broke down and burst into tears. They confessed they were spies and were trying to steal our secrets.
If it all ended peacefully and them spies didn't duff you up or anything, why is Mr. LB in hospital?
It happened when we got back, you see. He was in the middle of unpacking and he couldn't see the point of doing it all at once. So he sat down to take a breather. Unfortunately, he'd already placed on the chair a small plastic model of the Eiffel Tower. Exactly. You could say he got the point in the end.
Wandering abroad as the men from the Ministry were Richard Murdoch and Derek Giler. Also featured were Norma Ronald, Ronald Badley and John Graham. The programme was written and produced by Edward Taylor.
Next week, all you need to know is Surrey Bypass, budget cuts, bungling. The Victorian author Wilkie Collins, best known for The Moonstone and The Woman in